apologize that this year has to be shortened this morning for the Havaya of Rabbi Yitzchak Edwin Katzenstein, who is a loyal mumcha of Washington Heights for as long as I could remember. And we want to note the presence of Rabbi Chaim Arbusfeld, who's there this morning. Ubudishiurim would not be happening without him and his wife's input. So we have a tremendous Hakar Satov to Rabbi Arbusfeld and his wife. And this year should be Leilui Nishmas, Rabbi Katzenstein, and it's a tremendous Tav Talmud Torah Barabim is a big schus. So without any further ado, we're going to have to end earlier. But I'd like to cover the major portions of what I wanted to discuss. We'll just, you know, hopefully be Siyata Dishmaya, and we'll have Fitas Aderech. The topic of today's shir is Grumma on Shabbos. And we'll see, the reason for this topic of today is Parshas Mishpatim that we read yesterday, talks about the Hezek of Eish. And we're going to have to see how Eish and Grumma come together, as you'll see momentarily. If you look in the Mokor of Torah Grumma, the beginning here on page 2, where it's with Shmos Yitro Perchof, Yom HaShvi Shabbos L'Hashem L'Checha Lo Sasa Kol Melacha Ata Uvincha. So, Lo Sasa Kol Melacha. You shouldn't do, your son, what does he mean your son shouldn't do? Your son is also a Yid. Well, as Rav Shecht always points out, your son is also a Yid. It's another halacha is very important. It's not the topic of today's shiur, but since we're here, that you have a kid, you have a 10-year-old kid. You don't want to do the halacha, you want a 7-year-old kid, the light's off, you want him to turn it on. That's an Isser Torah, to tell your, a katan, even though he's just a katan, to go ahead and do a malacha, if he knows he's doing it for the gadol, that is a Torah prohibition. Because when you get a goy, a Shabbos goy, so sometimes that's prohibited, and sometimes it's permissible if there's some type of important need in certain situations. But the Shabbos goy is only an issue of a derabbanan. But to get your son to do it, you know, his son, you have an 8-year-old, you have a 9-year-old, that's ata uvincha. Now, the Torah says, lo sase kol melacha. So the Gemara says like this, lo sase kol melacha asiyahu da'osur grama shari. In other words, if something is done, like you take something, you take a pen and you write. That's asiyah. It's a direct act. But if you're doing it something like a grama that's indirect, so say for example there's a fire and you want to extinguish the fire, so instead of taking water pouring it over the fire, you surround the fire with water, and then as the fire will spread, it'll go by itself into the water. You didn't do a direct act of extinguishing. That would have been if you would take the water and putting it on top of the fire spreads and goes into the water, and it goes indirectly, it's going to be extinguished. So indirect actions are considered grumma. It's not a maisa biyadai. But the question that is very germane to our discussion is, what is called grumma, and how indirect is indirect? You should know that what people, many years ago, now I don't know if there are any people left, that thought that when you turn on electricity, that's grumma. Why? Because what are you doing? You're not lighting a fire. You're making a circuit. You're completing the circuit, and mamela, the current will go. So maybe that's also, that's Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank at one point in his life, I think he held that at the end of his life, but at least at one point of his life, thought that perhaps that's called a grumma. And a grumma, whenever you do a grumma, it will not be more than a derabanan. It won't be more than a derabanan. So today we assume using turning on the light on Shabbos is going to be a daraisa. We don't consider it like grama. We have to understand what's grama and what's called ma'aseh b'yadayim. So there is a sugya in Bava Kamma, and this has to do with this week's parsha of Isha Mishum Chitzov. Here Talmud Bavli says sugya de Isha Mishum Chitzov. Talmud Bavli, Itmar Rav Yochanan Omar Isha Mishum Chitzov, Reish Lakish Omar Isha Mishum Mamono. So what does that mean? It means a person lights a fire, right? And then the wind comes and blows the fire yonder. And what happens? Damage takes place. Either a building is burnt down, a chas v'shalom, a person is killed. So that's called isho mishum chitzav, meaning if I light a fire and then the wind comes and keeps it going, it's as if I took an arrow and threw the arrow and destroyed something. Isho, fire, is like an arrow, mishum chitzav. And therefore, what would that imply? That would imply that any damage that's done is considered my action, even though I didn't really do it, because without the wind, it wouldn't have gotten anywhere. But Reish Lakish Omar Isho Mishum Mamono. Reish Lakish says, no, that when my fire destroys something because the wind comes, that's like my animal let loose and did destruction. It's not me, it's my animal. I'm responsible because I didn't do proper shmirah. But if a damage will take place, say, God forbid, somebody would get killed as a result, I wouldn't be chayv misa, because I didn't... It's my animal. If your animal kills, so you're not going to be chayv misa's bezdin. That is, all of me, but you're not going to be chayv misa's bezdin. Now, the Gemara says that if you would take a blowtorch and you directly put the blowtorch on the person or on the building or something like that, everyone agrees that's called ma'aseh b'yadayim, that's called your action. The only reason that there's a machlokus over here is because it's not totally me. It's what? It's my making of the fire, but then I need what's called the koach acher me'urav bo, the wind, to come ahead and what? And continue with to pick up where I left off. And then the action is completed. So Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish says, that's not the same as the blowtorch, right? Because the blowtorch, you did it direct. So if you don't do it direct, that's what? That's no different than your animal doing it. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. The Chiddush HaTorah that we read in this last week's Parsha, in Mishpatim, that we just read yesterday, is that once Kitzei Se'esh, V'nol Godish, that I made the fire, but then the wind came and blew it and caused something to be damaged, it's all considered what? My action. So the question is, why isn't that grama? Why don't we say, I understand if I take a blowtorch and I put it directly on the thing and it gets burned, that's my action. But if the only thing was caused only because why? Because the wind came, so that's a little bit indirect. It's not the same as me taking a hammer and breaking a window or something like that. That's direct. Without the wind, so obviously this is the gzeiros hakosuf, that isho mishum chitzov means that even though I might have been considered this to be like a grama because it's not totally biyadayim, but isho mishum chitzav am chayev. Now the question is, so what's the chiddush? How far do we go with this chiddush? And the Gemara gives an example on the next line. Pasachas bavakamachov beizam beiz tashma madlik as a godish In other words, if the Evid kafus lo gdi samach lo nisrof bima potter. In other words, if you kill a person, the Evid got killed, and something else got destroyed, well, you're a rotzeach for killing the person, but we know the halacha is that if you chayiv misa for something, and at the same time you did a monetary obligation that you destroyed something, that's the concept of what? And then you potter. So the Gemara says over here the same thing. That if you lit the fire and the wind came and there was and the Eved kofus lo, the Eved was tied up so he couldn't run away and he got killed. And then an animal also got killed, Venisafimo potter, because of the concept of Kimle Bidrabi Mine, as it says on the last line. So, and that's if you hold Isho Mishum Chitzov. If you hold Isho Mishum Mamono, so then it wouldn't be Kimle Bidrabi Mine, because that's not considered your action. Oh, then the Gemara says, V'chimeach, the next line in the Gemara, V'chimeachar, the Isle Mishum Chitzov, Isle Mishum Mamono, my Benayu. He says, this is the last line of the whole sugya, says that you chayv dalad dvarim, meaning, what's the halacha? If my animal damages something, somebody else's property, so I have to pay what damages a person. So I have to pay the nezek. But if a person damages a person, then you don't only have to pay the nezek, you have to pay the ripoy, the tsar, the boishes, the shevis, all of the doctor's bills, the unemployment, all these things. But that's only Adam Mazik. Adam Mazik Adam. Behema Mazik Adam, only Nezek. Adam Mazik Adam, then it's what? It's all the Arba Devarim. Oh. So it's interesting. This is the last line in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, what's the difference between Isho Mishum Chitzov and Isho Mishum Mamono? Is that if a person got damaged because I lit the fire, so is that considered Adam Mazik Adam? And there's Chiv Dalad Varm? Or is that considered what? Behema Mazik Adam. So the question that's asked is, how come the Gemara doesn't say Nafkamina, whether the Gemara had this before, whether the guy's a Rotzeach or not, whether you say Kimle B'Dramimine? That should have been a Nafkamina. Not just Dalad Dvarim, right? Dalad Dvarim is in the case of Hezek, but what about in the case of Misa? In the case of Misa, you would be Chayav Misa. If you hold Behema, it's considered Mamono, then the Baal wouldn't be Chayav Misa's best. And that the Gemara left out at the end. In other words, after the whole Sugya, and the Gemara had in the Sugya also had this concept of what? Of the Chayav Misa by Eish. And then in the end, the Gemara says, so what's the difference? What's the upshot? What's the bottom line? And the Gemara says, the bottom line is, whether in the case of Hezek, whether it's Dalad Dvarim or not, and leaves out the case of whether there's Misa or not. So we'll see. Oh. So there is a Tosfos. The next thing here. Shitas HaTosfos. The Gemara before was talking about another example of Avno Sakino Maso. If you have your knapsack and you put it on top of a roof and then the wind comes. Whereas Isho doesn't have to be fire. It can be something else. If I take a knapsack, I put it on the roof and then the wind comes and blows the knapsack off the roof, then what? And does damage. That's the same machokis. Is that considered Adam HaMazik? Or someone gets killed, Rahman al-Fan? Or is that considered Adam HaRotzeach? Or is it Mamona? The same idea. Whenever you do an action, and then your action is followed up by what? A Koach Achem Urbo, whether you did lit a fire, and then the wind came, or you did something of weight next to the building, and the wind came, the same idea. Well, so now the Tosus has a discussion, has two opinions about Sof Chama Lavo. Say, what's the if you tie someone up, and then the sun is there, but it's not close enough yet to cause damage to the person or even kill the person. But you know it's there. Sof chama lavo. So the Gemara says the first day in Tosis on the second line says Sof chama lavo, sof tzina lavo, nira dechayev, lamanda omer yishum yishum chitzof. In other words, even though nothing's happening now you just tied up the guy. We know that in 15 minutes, if he remains tied up for 15 minutes, the sun is going to come and he's going to, you know, and it's very intense and it's going to damage him or kill him or whatever it is. Is that called? So the first opinion in Tosa says that's also called Isho Mishum Chitzov. And the second day in Tosa says no. The second day in Tosa says Od Yesh Lefarsh, the last column, T'chol Hani Sof Chama V'tzino Lavo Yeah Potter Dami Koch V'esh Nami Shalo Hemisha El Baruch Mitzuya Potter Misa El D'inyan Mamon Chayv Nezek Sholem. So he says that according to this opinion it won't be Chayv if it's Sof Chama Lavo, because right now nothing is happening. So that's the question: is Isho Mishum Chitzov only even if Sof Chama Lavo, but it's not here yet? Or is it even if it is it's here now? So that's the big question. How do we paskin? Say, for example, there are a lot of different situations. Say, for example, there's a famous machlokas between here on the bottom of page 4, machlokas managar Avram and Evah Ozer betochein v'rechayim shalmayim. You have a water mill. Every good miniature golf course has one water mill, right? You have that thing. It's the thing, right? So you have the water's going, and that's causing the mill to rotate, and then you put the wheat there, and then in 2-3 minutes, when the rotation has a sharp edge, it'll cut. But when you put it down, nothing is what? Nothing is happening now. So the Evan HaOzer says, and this is the opinion of the Shulti Giborim, and this Rav Shechter here on page 4 quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, they all held the following, that as long as the system is in place now, the system is in place, but I'm not doing, but nothing's happening. Say the Shabbos clock is supposed to go on 2 o'clock, say it's supposed to go on 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I decide on Shabbos, no, I want it to go, we're going to start the meal at 11:30, so I want it to go at 11:30. So at 9 o'clock in the morning, I switch it, I move it, that it should go on at 11:30. Now, is any light going on when I do this? Nothing is happening. But some of the opinions, this was the opinion of the Shulti Giborim and the Evan HaOzer, etc., they all were of the opinion that since the system already is in place and you know that that's going to happen, it's definitely going to happen and you want it to happen, that's not considered a grumma. So the Evan HaOzer says, if you put the tvua in the thing, even though it still has to turn the cycle before it gets the tvua and cuts it, that's called Isho Mishum Chitzov, and you're going to be chayef. And the Magen Avraham disagrees. The Magen Avraham says no. The Magen Avraham says something has to be happening now. If nothing's happening now, then it's a grumma. Say, for example, the Maram Shikhi on page 3 says like this: when you cook a piece of meat, right? So it's only going to be chayev once it gets cooked a certain amount. So why don't you say anytime you cook, it's grub? Because it doesn't happen right now. Or if I put a seed in the ground, why don't you say it's grub? Nothing's happening. The answer is, when Maram Shik explains, that since the beginning of the process, something is happening now. Because as soon as you put the meat on the fire, it's getting softer. The process began. See, well, So the Magen Avraham's shita is, as long as something has to happen now. If nothing is happening now, even if the process is, everything is in place and it's going to happen, that's grama. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham and others, and the Maram Shik, etc. So say for example, if a body holds this way, say for example, when you turn the case I gave you before, the Shabbos clock was set before Shabbos for 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Then you woke up 9 o'clock and says, "Why is it 1 o'clock? The guests are coming already at 11:30." So you switch. So at 9 o'clock in the morning, you move the thing. So according to Rav Shechter, Rav Salvechik, the way Rav Shechter said over according to Eben Ozer, that's an Issa Daraisa to do that. And according to the Magen Avraham and the others and the Marav Shik, no, that's not an Issa Daraisa. That's Grama. That's Grama, and therefore at least only be most of the Rabbanon, and maybe in certain terms it could be even less of that, etc. Because in other words, so you have two basic, you have the Shita of the original Shita of C. Pesach Frank, that anything indirect, even though it's happening now, I turn on the light, but it's indirect because I'm not lighting a fire, I'm just making the circuit, and then it's happening, but it's happening right away. That's also Grama. That was the Shita that Rav C. Pesach Frank had, but that's generally not accepted anymore. The two other Shitas that are in play are the question of something that's not happening now, but it's definitely going to happen, and you want it to happen, and you know it's going to happen. It's all set up. So you have the Eved Ozer, the Shilta Giborim, the Einikol of the Yeshuas Yaakov. They all say you have in mind, and it's happening, even though nothing's happening now, like the Shabbos clock case that I gave you. It's an Issa Daraisa. And the Magen Avraham, the Maram Shik, say no, it's only Grama, because for a Maisa to happen, you need something to be happening. At least the beginning has to be happening, like when you cook a piece of meat. Even though the first couple of minutes, you didn't get to the shear yet, it's going to take some time till it gets cooked. But the process has begun. The meat is being softened right away. Something's happening right away. So that's not considered a grama. That's why Rav Shechter mentioned that Rav Salvechik was against all the tzomet. Basically, he did away with the whole organization of tzomet. That all the you know, things that they have for the disabled and these things that they're doing will hold their in other words, it's happening later. Nothing's happening now. So, but the system is in place. So even though nothing's happening right now when you press the button, but they were under the opinion that these people are of the opinion that that's considered a ma'isadim mamish. But the others, and Magen Avraham and the Maharam Shik and many others, hold that no, that's grama, and it could be an isser. At worst, it will only be an isser derabbanan, and maybe in certain situations where the person's sick and things like that, it will be it'll be mutter legamri. A common shaila that I get a lot is by nursing women, that so they want to know if they can pump on Shabbos. So if they have a manual pump, right? So then if the pump on Shabbos and to use the milk, that's an Issa Daraisa. That's the Malach of Disha. It's like squeezing an orange and squeezing a grape and you having the juice. So that's an Issa Daraisa. That's one of the Lamates Malachas. So if you take milk out, but if you only have a manual pump, so then, and she feels pain, she could discard the milk. And that's okay, because then she didn't do the malacha. The malacha is only if you pump to use the milk. But if you discard the milk, that's not the derech ha-malacha, and then that would be permissible. So that, but a lot of times, people want to, and if it's a case of a sakana, that there's nothing else that the child could have, there's a lot of times you can have the formula, it says there's nothing the child can have, that pikuach nefesh, of course, even if it's a malacha daraisa, pikuach nefesh is doch kol ha-tarakula. So, but the question is, it's not pikuach nefesh. In other words, the child can have something else. So there is already some milk stored up. But, you know, people are nervous. They're going to get short supplied, etc. So people are nervous, so they want to be able to pump and keep the milk, not to throw out. The milk is a precious commodity for a mother and a baby. So there are poskim that say that we can follow the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Maram Shik, which would mean that they would use a pump that's on a timer, and it would mean that they would have to adhere the pump to the woman's body, and it has to be fastened on so she could leave her hands, you know, not holding it there, because those, and then the timer will go on in a minute, not right away, but in a minute. So when the person did the maisa, nothing was happening. No pumping was happening whatsoever. Then it's on hold. So according to the opinion of Rav Soloveitchik and all these people, Yavin Ozer, it's the system is set up. So that's not called grumma. That will still be an issur d'oraisa and won't help unless it's pikuach nefesh. But if you hold like the Magen Avraham, which there are many that hold like the Magen Avraham, so then you could set up the system where you have the electric pump, didn't go on yet, she puts it on her body, she adheres it on the body, so it doesn't, you know, have a nursing bra that will keep it fastened in its place. She removes her hands, then it goes on, and whatever set is for, a minute from now, 2 minutes from now, etc., as long as it's not right away, and that would be a grumma. And then, in the case of the child, who's considered a chola, the baby, that the grumma would be removed from an issa d'rabbanon to be put to legamri. Whereas according to these other people, Rav Soloveitchik and others, that would be an issa d'oraisa and would only be mutter in a case of mamish pikuach nefesh.
According to the Rav, not the Magen Avraham. You have, let's say, your air conditioner is supposed to come on later. It's now off. It's supposed to come on later by the clock. But it's a cold day. You decide you don't want air conditioning at all. And you change it so it now won't come on. So it's off now and it's going to stay off.
Right. It won't come on.
It won't come on because you changed it.
Yes.
It would have come on. Is that a problem according to the Rav?
Well, nothing is coming on.
Nothing is coming on.
Yeah. So you're not doing anything. Nothing happened. It's only if it would go on. You see, the question is: there's a famous Nimuka Yosef that says that Nimuka Yosef has the famous question. Yeah, how could you light candles here on page 4? How can you light candles on Erev Shabbos if you hold Isha Mishum Chitzov? So it's considered your Maisa. So you started before Shabbos, but then right away it's in your Maisa. So the Mukhe Yosef answers that it's only your Maisa from the beginning. So if you did an Erev Shabbos, it means everything that happens subsequently is your Maisa as of Erev Shabbos. That's the Mukhe Yosef. Rav Shachter likes to point out that Steipel also thinks that Chasim Sofer says, no, if you do something on Erev Shabbos, even though Al Pidin, it's your action, but the Maisa, you're not doing anything on Shabbos, then there can't be an Issa D'Raisa if you're not doing an action on Shabbos. But I think another answer is that if there's the Chidush Haran that says that Isha Mishum Chitzav is only a din in a zikin. It doesn't apply to Shabbos. And that's the pshat, some want to say, and why the Gemara in the end says Nidal Advar. It doesn't say it's not gemita for Ritzicha and other things, because it's not relevant. At the end of the sugya, the Gemara says it's only a din. So therefore, Isha Mishum Chitzav wouldn't be chiddush only in Ezekiel, or Dal Advar. It wouldn't be a chiddush, and for Chilva Shabbos, it would all be considered a grumma. So there's a question whether if you put the system in on Shabbos to go on Motzoi Shabbos, then we would say the whole thing is maybe considered done on Shabbos. But in your case, it never went on. So I don't think it should be able to be a d'oraisa, even according to the Machmirim.
The way that the way that Rav Schechter has it here, he says that's because the electricity itself is already going. So it's like the person doing the maaseh. Would the Magen Avraham necessarily? Maybe that's even according to the Magen Avraham, because you're actually doing something.
I don't think so. But the maaseh, you're not doing anything, because the Rechaim, because when you're doing something, but nothing's happening. The electricity is not
happening.
In other words, the electric current is going, but it's not relevant until the time comes, until 11:30 comes. Yeah. So
because the grammas, which is not,
yes,
works a little differently.
Yeah. So that's okay. So this Rabosai is some of the, and it's also relevant for other areas. If you know, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a discussion about if the plot is going to go on by itself, but the general idea, I think, we have that the question of Isha Mishim Chitzav and the Grama. When is it Isha Mishim Chitzav? When is the Grama? Do we say that something has to happen right away? That's a Maisa. And if nothing happens now, that's a Grama. That's the Magen Avraham, the Maram Shik, etc. The body holds this way, etc. And then you have the other way of the other poskim, the Shuas Yaakov, the Shilte Giborim, things that will happen later, but you have Kavana and it's all set up, that's, even though nothing is happening now, nothing, zero, that's considered, and those are, some point out, those are the 2 days in Tosis about Sof Chamalovo. So you know, you tie the guy up, nothing is, and then nothing's happening now, he's live, he's well, but in an hour from now, the sun is going to come,
The reason I ask is because he uses the term Me'acha Shekoch Elektri Kvar Po'el B'Sha'on Zeh B'Sha'a She'orach.
Right, in other words,
so it sounds like he's actually doing something.
No, but the Maisa it just means the system. I'm sure to point out, the system is there. The system is there, but it's going to happen. Nothing, in other words, the electric is not causing anything. It's happening by itself now. Nothing is happening.
I'm saying the Lashon seems to be more than just it's happening by itself.
No, but it's not, nothing, the light is not going on now. In other words, even if you, when you, it's 9 o'clock in the morning and you're changing it to, from going on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to going on at 11:30, right now it's not going on. So that's the question, is that called the grommel or not? So these are the things. Okay, Rabosai, I apologize for that we have to end the share early today, but the very Tzorech HaRabim of the memory of this very holy Jew, Rabbi Katzenstein, who was Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, gave him thousands and thousands of bris mila, never charged for a bris mila, always the money said, give to the yeshiva, give to the broyers, give to the, not didn't they take a penny for in his own pocket, and so Bez Hashem, in 5 minutes the Levi will be starting, it'll probably be ending in 15 minutes, so okay, I apologize, but everything should be Lezech Elilash Mishmoso, and thank you for coming this morning.
Again, thank you everybody for coming to the Abraham Abramsville Kol Yom Rishon. I